determination, or grit. We call it blimp-worthy. Goodyear, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
Good Saturday morning, everyone. Welcome to the Coach's Corner program. 3 minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock on this sunny Saturday morning as we come away from our studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Thank you very much for joining us here today. We're going to talk some golf, going to talk some football with you here on this Saturday morning, so please stay with us through the 9 o'clock hour here today. As usual, let's take a look at what happened last night, a peek ahead of what's coming up today. Football scores from last night, week three of the season. One of the games you heard right here on KGYM, it was Linmar knocking off Jefferson last night in a very entertaining game at Kingston Stadium, 45-38. We'll discuss that coming up here in just a little bit. Also last night, it was Kennedy on the road shutting out Dubuque Hempstead, 42-0 last night. It was Washington in overtime beating Bettendorf in a top 10 battle, 28-27. Prairie goes to 2-1 on the season as they beat Clinton last night on the road, 46-42 in a high-scoring affair. Xavier defeated Benton Community last night over in Van Horn, 47-14. Marion wins their second straight game as the Indians shut out Central DeWitt last night, 7-0. The other game you heard here on KGYM, it was Iowa City West beating Cedar Falls, 17-10. That game was 0-0 at the halftime break down at Trojan Field last night. And the little Cyhawk Trophy goes to Ames as they upset City High last night in overtime, 30-27. Also last night, Waterloo West now 3-0. They beat Western Dubuque 38-14. Also last night, Marshalltown, no problem with Waterloo East, 70-0. Decorah scored late to beat Vinton Shelsburg, 7-6. Waverly Shellrock shut out Independence last night, 54-0. Center Point Urbana, big over Maquoketa, 32-7. Also last night in Week 3 high school football, Clear Creek Comana defeats Dubuque Wallert, 24-14. West Delaware on the road beat Davenport Assumption, 39-22. Solon with a big shutout win over Keokuk, 42-0. Washington, Iowa beat Mount Pleasant last night, 47-12. Another top 10 battle in 2A, North Fayette Valley, number 1, beat Cascade, 34-14. Union over Monticello, 42-6 last night in a battle of 2-0 teams. Also, Waukon beat Dyersville-Beckman, 32-7. Mount Vernon, they put up 78 last night, beating Comanche, 78-0. Also last night, West Liberty, a little bit of a mild surprise last night over Mid Prairie, 21-6. Williamsburg all over Anamosa, 42-7. It was Bellevue, big over North Cedar, 55-7. Clayton Ridge just edges out Tipton, 13-12. Maquoketa Valley over Durant by a touchdown, 18-11. West Branch, 35, Jessup, 14. Regina, no problem with Wapello last night, 48-6. Sigourney Keota, big win over Highland, 38-8. Wilton remains undefeated. They shut out Columbus, 42-0. East Buchanan over North Lynn, surprising margin here, 42-8. Lisbon shut out Starmont, 35-0 in a game I believe that was called actually at halftime last night. Postville in double overtime beat Edco, 6-0. Wapsie Valley big over Albernette, 41-6. Belle Plaine got the high watermark award last night, 82-19 over Grandview Christian of Des Moines. Eight-man football, Keys shut out Central City, 42-0. Iowa Valley over Easton Valley, 64-12. Lone Tree in the big showdown last night over Springville, 30-12. And it was Midland over Waco, 58-27. So those were the scores last night. And a lot of maintenance people and ground crew people trying to decide what to do with a lot of muddy fields, I would imagine, this morning. Volleyball from last night. College volleyball, the Cyhawk series getting underway. Iowa State beating Iowa 3-0. Also last night, UNI with a couple of wins. They beat Missouri Kansas City 3-1 and beat Nebraska Omaha 3-0. And Mount Mercy, they split a pair of games. Also Kirkwood 1-2 and Cornell 1-2. A pair of games last night. Also, women's soccer, Iowa beat Iowa State last night, that by a score of 2-0. Cedar Rapids Colonels in action tonight. They will take on Clinton, actually, later on this afternoon. That will be a 4 o'clock start over at Veterans Memorial Stadium. That is game one of the best of three series. Games two and game three, if necessary, will be over in Clinton coming up Sunday and Monday. High school volleyball today. Iowa City West hosting their Invitational at 9 o'clock. Wash and West are over there. The Linmar Invitational going off at 9 o'clock today as well. Linmar, Marion, and Prairie among the teams involved in that one. And Jefferson is on the road. They're at the Southeast Polk Invitational today. The Linmar Invitational swimming and diving meet going on at 9 o'clock today as well. And college football, Iowa and Iowa State going off tonight. We've got it at 4:30 for you on 1600 AM and a 6:35 kickoff. Montana will be in Cedar Falls to take on UNI in the home opener at the Dome at 4 o'clock. And the oldest rivalry west of the Mississippi goes off again tonight at Ash Park in Mount Vernon, Coe and Cornell at 7 o'clock tonight. So that's a look at what happened last night, a peek ahead what's coming up today. And we will take a break and come back and talk here on the Coach's Corner. So stay with us. More to come right after this.
What's hot and ready classic pizza at Little Caesars? It's hot, it's ready, and you don't even have to order it. Oh, yeah. A large 14-inch pepperoni or cheese pizza hot out of the oven and ready when you are. No need to call ahead, no wait, no limit. Of course, if you want a whole bunch of them at once, a quick call first would be nice. Hot and ready classic, now available at every corridor location all day. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, and Waterloo. Little Caesars Pizza Pizza, now hiring at all corridor locations.
Hey, you should be thinking about high school sports, not your business. I understand. I'm Colin Forrest with Holmes Murphy. We handle the worry factor for businesses like yours every day. We're always thinking ahead to find insurance solutions that lower your risk, your costs, and maybe even your blood pressure. Right now, take a break and focus on what the coaches have to say. And when you're back in the office Monday, find out who we are, how we think, and what we do to make your business life less stressful at HOLMESMurphy.com. Holmes Murphy, thinking ahead.
No lizard, or TV personality, or bespectacled professor. No stage, no set, no facade. Insurance isn't entertainment. It's something you need to keep a bad thing from turning into a worse thing. That doesn't mean it has to be all stone-faced and serious. It can come with a kind, smart person who answers the phone or an email or even comes to your home when you need them. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com.
10 minutes past the hour, 9 o'clock. Back with you on the Saturday morning Coach's Corner here on KGYM. Later on, we mentioned Iowa and Iowa State beginning at 4:30. That'll be on 1600 AM. We have the live pregame show from down in Iowa City. That'll be on 107.5 and 106.3 FM at 4:30. That goes until 6 o'clock. And then we have Arkansas and TCU coming up. That will be on 107.5 and 106.3. And then the live postgame show as soon as Iowa and Iowa State are finished coming up tonight, and then all kinds of NFL football coming up tomorrow. Start things off here on the Saturday morning show. Chris James joining us, the head boys golf coach for the Washington Warriors and the brand new girls basketball coach at Washington as well, and former City Am champ as well. So I may ask a few golf tips later on, especially on iron play because it's kind of rusty right now.
Okay, we can work something out.
All right, very good. And Coach Forsyth might want to talk to you afterwards because they play. I think your dad's team next week.
So. They do, yeah. So we better not talk football here.
But we're going to talk some golf here, and we're starting to get into it. You guys are going to get really busy starting next week as far as the golf season is concerned.
Yeah, I think we have some sort of meet every day this week. We have two JV meets Tuesday and Thursday. Varsity kicks off our week Monday up at Pheasant Ridge for our second round of divisional. And then Friday we're up at Beaver Hills. So, you know, you get into the season, before you know it, it's basically halfway through. So, we're excited, though. We're excited.
Well, and a great start to the season, if we can call it a start, because you're probably about halfway through. And good win this week as well for the Warriors.
Yeah, really has been the last few weeks. Getting Frank back, he was gone the first week. You know, he's always good to have around with his scores, and really we're just trying to develop those fourth, fifth, and sixth guys on our team to get those get that fourth score up, because our top three guys are pretty solid around par. So.
And they get it done. And a good win up at the Meadows this week. Second time you were up there this year. And really, you just edged out both Prairie and Dubuque Senior. Everybody played well that day.
Yeah, it was a really close meet. I think we won by 2, 157. Every stroke counts. That's what we try to tell the guys. And like I said, the development of our fourth, fifth, and sixth guys are going to be really, really important as we move forward. So.
Mm-hmm. And early in the week, you won the Crandic, a nice feather in the cap over at Airport National. And It's a different setting when you go to Airport National. Yeah. Prairie played very well on their home course that day, and they ended up in second place. But it's a different mindset, I think, when you go to a course like Airport National.
I agree. You know, you may play a course like Gardner, where we typically play. You have some birdie holes, but you have a lot of par holes. I think out at Airport, you got to be a little bit more aggressive on certain holes. And, you know, you look at the scores and you think, well, 64, that's not bad. And then you look at par. Well, par is what, 62 or 63? So it's, like you said, it's just a lot different than you might be at other courses. And I think a lot of course knowledge helps out there, being below the hole and hitting in the right spots. So just a little bit different.
Yeah, and you can't go in there with the mindset, hey, I'm just going to steamroll this place, because there are holes out there that can bite you.
I agree. Yep. And the par threes, there's a couple par threes in the back nine especially that can get you if you're not careful. If you put it on the wrong side of the hole, or if you don't hit a solid iron shot. I think 15, the uphill one, about 180 or so. So, yeah, it's not as easy as you might think. But again, you got to be aggressive on those holes that are there for the taking, for sure.
Well, you mentioned your top three, and you can probably go toe-to-toe, I think, with anybody in the state with your top three guys on the team this year. And they're just fantastic golfers.
They really are. And what's even better is they're fantastic kids, really are. They've all been coached by Larry Gladson over at Elmcrest over the years, so they know the game really well. And you got Connor Neighbors, who's our third, but really, in any meet, you know, any of these three guys could shoot the lowest round. Then you got Alex Lattery, who's a junior, and obviously Frank, who's our senior. So, yeah, we feel real confident with those top three, you know, and we're developing those other guys, like I said, and really, we're just trying to pull those guys along as best we can and get them in the right place come October 6th and 7th, 8th, so...
Yeah, got about a month to round things into shape before the districts. And
yep.
Frank Lindwall, maybe one of the, if not the best, he's one of the best in the state. And interesting story, because he had to miss the first meet. He had to miss the big Mississippi Valley Conference meet. Maybe the best player in the state, but he's not going to be, unfortunately, an all-conference player this year.
The way it works is you have to play in all three meets to qualify for the conference of the year or whatever, player of the year. So... You know, he was out in Rhode Island playing an event that was just a great experience for him. So Denny and I, you know, obviously said, do what's best for you. And it may have been good for us, because we were able to play some kids that maybe didn't get a chance to play another meet. So it's unfortunate he won't be able to qualify for any of those kind of awards. But, you know, he got to play a really, really nice golf course up in Rhode Island and got some first-class service, I guess, up there. So. Can't beat that.
No, you can't beat that, and definitely will help him. He's going to be going to Iowa State next year to play golf.
Yep, going to Iowa State, joining a couple of good friends of his, gentlemen from Waukee from last year, Tripp Keeney, and then obviously Connor Neighbors from Kennedy was up there too. So, yeah, I think he's excited, but he's a different animal at this high school level in that he's very cerebral with his game. More so than what I've seen in the past, and he's got a lot of goals, long term goals that he's really pushing himself to get to. So, yeah, you know, our top three, very, very happy with, and Frank's obviously our senior leader. So,
yeah, and doing a great job. What are those three? What do they do well? They hit it long off the tee. Everybody hits it long off the tee these days. But you mentioned a cerebral game. Is that kind of put all three in the same position?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. You know, when I was in high school, it was how far could you hit it, and then, you know, we did a lot of short game work. But these guys, they all can hit it well, like you said. They all hit it far. They all hit it past me, probably. They're all pretty solid putters. But it's just that mental side of it where you know, the summer tournaments gets them a lot of practice with that. You know, the IGAGA events and things like that. So. Really managing their golf game. So, you know, instead of maybe going for it in two always, they may lay up to a comfortable yardage for themselves. It's just different. It's just so competitive nowadays. So
yeah. You mentioned trying to get the four, five, and six guys.
Yep.
Who are those guys? What do they need to do to step up and help you guys out?
Ben Skogman is our fourth. He's a sophomore. Solid baseball player at Wash. So... You know, the first little bit of summer, didn't have a chance to really get out and play a lot of golf, I don't think, but great kid. He's consistently shooting between 80 and 90. I think the biggest thing with him is just getting more consistent. Then we have Whit Haefner, who was our freshman, fifth guy on the team. And then Spencer Henningsen, who was a senior. And we also got Will Sturms, who's a junior, and he's kind of stepped into that sixth role every once in a while. So I think the biggest thing with those guys is they all can make pars, they all can make birdies, but a matter of doing it consistently is the biggest thing.
Yeah, and in golf, it is so important. You can have those top three, but you got to have the consistent guys.
Yeah.
And you got to put the score up, especially when you get into the bigger meets against some really hefty competition.
Yeah, the fourth score is so important. I know when I was in high school, we actually tied with the fourth score, and so it goes to the fifth score. And if that's tied, then it goes to the sixth score. So really, you know, it could come down to the fifth or sixth guy, whether you can make it to state or, you know, do really well at state. So we try to tell those guys as much as possible, if you're not playing well, you never know. We may have to use your score, so just grind it out as much as you can.
Yeah, and mentioned you got a big one coming up right on Monday, the second part of the Mississippi Valley Conference. The Valley meet, you guys are up at Cedar Falls, so that's a double that night, because not only you get to play there, but then you get to study things and
right.
for later on.
Right, yep. We're looking forward to it. It's, you know, it's really good competition in our division, but we are looking forward to it, to playing up there. I feel like we've made a lot of trips up to Cedar Falls the last few years, you know, and actually we get to go to Cedar Falls on Friday as well for Beaver Hills, so we'll be heading up that way a lot the next few weeks.
And a chance, of course, the districts are going to be there at Pheasant Ridge coming up, which is kind of a mini MVC meet this year.
Yep. Yeah, looking forward to that as well. I think a lot of our guys have played Pheasant in the past. I think it's got some similarities to Gardner, where we play our home meets at. So we are looking forward to it.
It's been a good year for golf again this year in the Metro and the conference up and down. These guys are just getting better. You know, not when you were playing, everybody was good then, but back when we were playing, you know, every team, if you had three good players, you were in good business. But now you got to have four, five, or six guys.
Yeah, you really do. And we played, the first meet of the year was obviously, like you said, the super meet at Meadows, and Linmar ended up winning. And I think they had all six scores 78 or below. Just more to your point, where it's just so consistent, you know, around the state and probably around the whole country with high school boys golf. It's so competitive. There's so many good players out there, and they have so many different people that can help them along the way. So many pros that are involved. The game has really grown in that way, and I think it's really good for the game that they have so many good young players to push each other.
Yeah. How many guys you got on the team this year?
43.
So it's good that you have a unique situation with you and Denny Gettle
certainly.
As co-coaches.
Certainly, yep.
You kind of split the squad each day. How's it work?
Well, you know, I got to say, I'm probably the luckiest coach. You know, Denny, as you know, is so organized with everything. Makes the practice schedules for us. Basically just tells Steve, Penny, and I, Steve, our assistant coach, you know, where we need to be on certain days and what we can be at. And then obviously he's notorious for his statistics, you know, he's getting his stats going. So we kind of let him do that, and we kind of stay out of the way and just coach, which is really what I love to do. So on any given day, I could be at Gardner with 20 kids. Steve could be at a freshman meet, and Denny could be at a JV meet. You know, it just kind of depends on what we have going on. But, you know, I feel really, really lucky to be in the position I'm in.
Yeah, well, it's great to have three people because you can divide them up into groups of 10 or whatever. You can do different things in the golf course.
Yeah, it makes it a lot more manageable, that's for sure. You know, a few years ago when we had close to 70 kids, even having three coaches, it still made it kind of hard to manage all of those kids and getting them out and practicing every day. So, you know, I like I said, I feel so lucky to be around Denny and Steve as well. They're just great guys, and they know a lot about the game.
Mm-hmm. If things go well at districts, state this year I think is at TCI.
TCI, yep.
Over in central part of the state, anyway. And boy, great golf course to play over there.
Huh, can't beat it. Really, it's a great place to have state. Yeah, we're looking forward to it. You know, if we can get there, so that's obviously our goal. In the past, you know, I know last year we didn't feel like we played our best at the end of the year, And I think, you know, any team wants to be peaking at the right time. So
there are good teams in your district, though. Cedar Falls will play well in their home course. Xavier's got a very good team. Prairie's getting better and better.
Yeah.
Kennedy's put up some good scores as of late.
Yep, yep. Like you said, it's just so consistent around the area. We're going to have to play well. But I'm confident in our guys, and I'm confident we'll get there.
Yeah, and it goes very quickly the next month or so.
You're not kidding. You're not kidding. Before you know it, it's like I said, before you know it, the season's halfway over, and then you blink again, and it's you're at district. So you just got to really make the most of every meet and every day you have.
Yeah, and it's a very unique season because you start off, everyone's wearing shorts, and you end up sometimes at state with stocking caps, and there's been snow in the air before.
Yeah, I can remember when I played at state 12 years ago. We had to get hand warmers, and it was snowing the first day. It was crazy, but yeah, and you wake up this morning and you're wearing sweatpants or jackets this morning. It was like it turned fall overnight. So it is a unique sport in that way. You know, but I think, like I said, the guys are really excited.
Yeah, they are, and good things in the offing, and that'll start on Monday with Pheasant Ridge at the second round of the MVC meet. I should also talk about and congratulate you, new girls basketball coach at Washington, and taking over for Coach Howell.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that. Got some pretty big shoes to follow there, so looking forward to it. Keeping Joel Decker on staff, great assistant coach, so really looking forward to get things going here.
And unfortunately, I think you're going to lose KK, though.
Yeah.
She's went up to UNI now.
Yeah, yeah. She was my assistant coach the last 3 years, so there's not many people I trust more basketball knowledge than her. So that's definitely lost, but boy, what a great opportunity for her to be able to go back to her alma mater and make a difference at that program. So we're really, really excited for her, but you know, that means we're in hunting for a couple new coaches, so.
I heard rumors to the effect that you may have one that's fairly close to you.
Yeah, I don't know your sources on that, but that is a rumor that's floating around. With football, you know, he may not be done until 3 or 4 weeks into the season, but I could see something where, he may come on as a volunteer assistant or something like that.
I think he would probably like that.
I think so, too, and I would be... I think it'd be ridiculous of me not to at least have him, in my ear, tell me some things, as we go along here and getting his advice, as we go. So
yeah, well, and people, you've been coaching with the sophomore group mm-hmm. over at Washington under Frank the last couple seasons anyway. So you know the girls, and
yep.
You know exactly what they can do out there.
I do. Yeah, and that's been great. The parents have been great, very supportive. Like you said, I coached a lot of the girls the last few years, so I already have a pretty good relationship with them and the parents. So I think the biggest thing is just, being open to them and communicating with them as much as possible and working together to really have the best possible season we can and reaching our potential. So, very excited about that. And like you said, with golf, it's over before you know it, basketball will be here. So, just got to make sure you have all your ducks in a row before the season starts.
Yeah, no, you got very busy, very sudden.
Yeah, yeah, no kidding. Yep.
And not only that, but you also teach. But interesting situation, you teach over in the Linmar district.
Yeah, I do. Teach third grade at Indian Creek Elementary. The people I work with are just fantastic. Been so supportive of me coaching at Wash, and I really couldn't ask for a better situation out there. So I feel really, really blessed to be at such a good school with great administration and great teammates. So,
yeah, and continue to do that. But some golf in the offing coming up here. And you've had a good summer, too.
Not bad, yeah. Would have liked to have done a little bit better in a few things, but...
Was that your caddy's fault?
Overall, yeah, that's what I always say. If you're playing well, it's on me, but if I'm playing bad, it's on my caddy. So, no, like I was telling you, I feel like I'm peaking about a month and a half later than I'd like to. But, golf's so cyclical. You feel like 3 or 4 weeks, you really got it. You can't really make any mistakes out there. And then the next 3 or 4 weeks, you feel like you can't hit anything. You can't make a putt or anything. So I haven't played maybe more than once a week the last month or so. And that may have been kind of good for my game, kind of take a little bit of a step back. So
Yeah, a nice win in the Ryder Cup for Cedar Rapids, too.
Yeah, that was. That was quite a fun comeback we had. Guys played well. That's such a fun event. You know, in our business, you know, the amateur side of things, we don't get a chance to do team events for golf very much. So any opportunity we get to play with some guys and build that camaraderie is just a lot of fun.
Now, did Coach Koepke have a Vince Lombardi-type speech before the last day?
I would say it was Ben Crenshaw-esque.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Okay. So, yeah, he sent out quite a text the night before, really just pumping us up and building us up. And I think he was, more than anything, he was just so anxious that he couldn't get out there and play with his back surgery he had. So I know he was so excited to do the captaining for us, so...
Yeah, I know he missed it.
Yeah, he definitely missed it for sure. Yep.
He missed being out there.
And we didn't have Kevin Auld either, as he just had his third child. So another good player that we didn't have out there as well. So
yeah, still a good win though.
Yeah, it was really good. Still a good win. Really good win.
And the guys from Iowa City played very well.
They did. They did. Yeah, they took it to us there in the afternoon alternate shot matches. So we had to make a run there on Sunday.
Yeah. Well, we will let you get on with your Saturday, and we will talk to you a lot more during the basketball season.
Sounds good.
Look forward to that.
Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
All right. We'll take a break. Come back. Have more of the Saturday Morning Coach's Corner, so please stay with us. More to come right after this here on KGYM.
I've worked with Star for probably 10 years now. Good teammates. I'm Matt Heminger with Ryan Companies. With Star, I feel like they are part of our team, even though we're separate companies. They're very punctual and get back to me fast when there's equipment that I need. I can rely on them. You know, growing up here in Cedar Rapids, and Star has been here the entire time, I would say Star is definitely probably a number one choice for many contractors.
Work with Star Equipment on your job site, starequip.com.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
You're listening to the sound of an actual heart beating outside of a human body. Thanks to modern technology, a doctor can now keep a donor heart beating until it's ready to be transplanted into its recipient. Yet if our doctor wanted to transfer a phone call from her desk phone to her cell, she couldn't, because her phone system can't do that. At Vonage, we think it's about time business communications caught up. See what Vonage can do for your business at Vonage.com/itsabouttime.
This month, Advance Auto Parts is all about the tailgate. Start by getting your ride ready with 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic for $26.99. Oil that's titanium strong, keeping your engine running tough no matter what punishing plays Mother Nature might call. And get a Bluetooth speaker featuring your favorite NFL team to make your tailgate experience complete. Because it's game time. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road. Free by mail with purchase of 5 quarts of any Castrol motor oil. While supplies last, see store for details.
9:31, back with you. Saturday Morning Coach's Corner here in KGYM. And again, Iowa State coming up later on today. And that'll be at 4:30 on 1600 AM. We'll have the pre- and post-game shows live as well from down in Iowa City coming up. And then Arkansas TCU tonight at 6 o'clock. And all sorts of NFL action coming up tomorrow. And check out the schedule. Go to KGYMradio.com and you can take it all in. Last night out at Kingston Stadium, very entertaining ball game between Linmar and Jefferson. Lions winning it 45-38. And Linmar coach Bob Forsyth joining us here on the program on this Saturday morning. And sun's a lot brighter after a W, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Wake up feeling a lot better, I'll tell you that.
Well, there was two teams that really needed some good things to happen. And I think even for Jefferson, I know it's going to hurt for Coach Webb and the Jayhawks, but I think they have a lot of things to look at and be happy about. And I think you guys got a lot of things to be happy about.
Yeah, I would agree. And, you know, it was, I'm sure, just an extremely difficult situation, you know, for their kids and their coaches yesterday and the things that happened at their school. And I really, you know, give them kudos for, getting the kids ready to play. I thought they played hard and played a really good football game. And, you know, our kids were able to, again, we've been in a couple situations this year where we've been down a little bit and fought back and fought back. And a couple times we haven't been able to finish out fighting back, but I thought we finished pretty well last night and against a team that I think, you know, came out, was really motivated and played well and causes you some trouble with the offense that they run. And, you know, we've got a lot of guys, you know, down right now. We played last night with six starters on defense out. So that's problematic for anybody. And I thought the kids that stepped in for those kids on defense, you know, especially in the second half, you know, came around, played some good football.
Yeah. And you missed a lot of bodies on the defensive side of the ball. And, when you take out, you know, a couple of defensive ends, Stryker not being in there last night, that hurts the defense.
Well, absolutely. We lost Trey Baker, one of our defensive linemen, right at the beginning of the game, and he was like our sixth guy that's gone out. And so, you know, just the cohesiveness of the unit and, you know, having all these guys, you know, not be able to play, you know, drags on you a little bit, on the kid's psyche a little bit. And, you know, I know all those kids that are out, you know, that are really working hard to get back, and you know, it just wears on you a little bit. So, you know, I thought some kids did a really good job of stepping up last night, and as a unit defensively, we stopped them when we had to last night. And but like I said, I thought Jefferson did a nice job last night, all things considered.
And I think your defense, especially in the second half, did a terrific job. A lot of good adjustments, I think, that your defensive staff made at halftime. Because they were running that option very well in the first half, and you stopped the quarterback pretty much in the second half.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, our guys on defense, Travis Bark, Ed Miles, and Jay Lehman, all the assistant coaches, Mitch Mamins, C.J. McDonald, those guys all did a great job at halftime and always do a great job at halftime of doing the adjustments. But I will tell you that sometimes you come in at halftime and it's just a matter of getting off blocks better and tackling better. We did not tackle very well in the first half, and that's something we need to get corrected and very quickly. We've been a pretty solid tackling team up until, you know, that first half last night. So we did some adjustments, but I think more than anything, the kids just started getting off blocks better and started tackling better.
I think there were a couple times in the first half that Coach Miles was going to put himself in.
Yeah, I tell you, that wouldn't be all bad.
No, it wouldn't, because I think the juices started flowing a little bit from an old linebacker.
Yeah, that's right, and he's what a great addition he's been with us. He's a student supervisor at Linmar and doing a great job there, and Andy Kemple was a guy that we had with us last year that's over at Prairie. It been my experience with somebody that played at Iowa, and Ed Miles is another guy that played at Iowa under, you know, Coach Ferentz and those guys down there, and they just know a lot about football, you know, and are very, one of our coaches said is true about Andy and about Ed, very zen about football, you know, and know a lot about football. And Ed came to us kind of late and has really been in the coaching role, had to satisfy his coaching certification, and so wasn't really with us for a while and only been really with us in a coaching mode for, you know, about a couple weeks now. And but he's just done a great job of melding in, and the kids really love having him around. So it's been a good addition for us.
Yeah, it certainly has been. And, well, it was a very interesting game last night. You got a turnover right on the first play of the game. But then Jefferson's defense stopped you. You ended up with a field goal, and then they put a touchdown up, and you were playing catch up for most of the rest of the night until the fourth quarter. And I know the fourth quarter had to put a smile on your face, because both you and Jefferson needed to have good fourth quarters last night, and you won that decisive 12 minutes.
Yeah, that's great. And you know, that's these kids, this group, this team has really been great all the way through the summer and everything, of really doing, you know, kind of really trying hard to do what we ask them to do. And if we emphasize something, they've done a good job of trying to, you know, take care of that. So finishing the game and finishing the fourth quarter, like you're saying, it was very important that we'd start to do that. And we did a good job of that last night. But just like in most athletic things, football's no different. You know, now we got to concentrate on starting a little faster. You know, we've put ourselves in a pretty tough hole the last 3 weeks, probably all three games. You know, we just, you know, we're down 14-0 against Xavier, down against Jefferson last night, and you know, it's a lot easier if you can get it so you don't have to, you know, battle for every inch. And you know, if we get behind, but to the kids' credit, they really did a nice job last night of getting us back even with them, and then overtaking them kind of in the fourth quarter there.
Yeah, and a pretty diverse attack last night. Reese Phillips with a couple of touchdown passes. I know they had to make him feel really good getting those first two under his belt. Siway ran it very well. I thought Brandon McGaffey ran it well, and then Reese Phillips had the option keeper for the touchdown.
Yeah, you know, we do feel like we have, you know, some guys that we got to try to get the ball to, you know, and three of those guys that you named are one of them, and Josh Gassman's another one, and Kirby Kerr, and, you know, so we're trying our best to find out what works and, you know, and go from there. And Reese played a, you know, a really heads-up game last night as a quarterback and a leader, and, you know, made a couple good suggestions to me, and, you know, I thought he played well last night, and we just needed to, and we need to keep continuing to try to. You know, Brennan runs the ball really hard, is a really effective back, and Nemi does a great job just all over the place. And we had some big special teams plays last night that really helped us also. So we're just, you know, our biggest thing is, and we've talked about this as a group, is with the team, is you take these four non-district games and you really try to get yourself in a position where you can play really well during your district games. And I'm hoping we're moving that way. You know, we did some things a lot better last night than we've done it. And, you know, to be real honest with you, we didn't do some things as well as I thought we were going to, because we've shown that we can against two really good football teams before. And so we've got to figure all that out. But some of it's mental and some of it's, you know, staying focused. And, you know, last night all around was just it becomes kind of a different environment with the things that, you know, happened to Jefferson and then the weather and everything like that. It's hard for young kids to stay focused. And I don't know that we were focused right away when we came out to play, but we'll keep working to get better.
And well, not a bad night for Josh Gassman. Three touches, three touchdowns. That's about as good as he can get.
Well, I tell you what, Josh is a really effective football player. And, you know, we talk all the time. I got to sit down and do it, but I would imagine his yards per touch is just out of the world from his junior year to now. And when we get him the ball, he gets yards. And so we got to keep trying to get him the ball in a lot of different ways. And he's just a great competitor and a really nice kid, comes from a great family. His brother played for us. And so, you know, he's just got to keep making plays for us. But we got to find ways, and we got to keep getting ways to get him the ball, because he can make things happen.
Yeah, and scored three times last night. I think averaged over about 55 yards every time he touched the ball last night. So
that's pretty good.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
That's not bad. And maybe the most underrated play of the entire game was Josh Hilsenbeck's kickoff return.
Absolutely.
Because that just kind of turned momentum last night.
Yeah, and Josh is a really, really good athlete. And, you know, we're really excited about him. He's a junior, and he's just starting to kind of figure everything out on the varsity level. And but he just went through there like he shot out of a cannon, and he's a kid that can really run. And like I said, is just really athletic. So we was really happy with our special teams play in some instances last night. You know, we got great effort by our punter, Kirby Kerr.
Boy, he saved you about three times last night.
Absolutely. You know, we had some trouble with the long snaps, but he really just athletically made some great plays, and then did a nice job punting the ball down there, and it's just invaluable to do it that way. So, and our field goal kicker, Austin Cochran, remains really steady, you know, and getting points that way, and field goal and the extra points. And so, yeah, but the Hilsenbeck, the kickoff return was big.
It was big. And yeah, your lefty kicker's got a good leg out there.
Yeah, he really does. He did a nice job with we schemed some kickoff things that we wanted to do last night, and he did a nice job of that, of kind of precision aiming it. And he's been really steady with his field goals and his extra points. And, you know, you just got to have somebody like that.
And it's a tough night to kick with the weather conditions. The wind was a crosswind, and then you had a wet field, wet football. It's a tough night for the special teams.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, we knew that going in. Anytime you get, like you said, in a game like that, you hope that you got to play well on special teams because that's sometimes what swings it for you. And like I said, Kirby just, you know, making those punts happen really helped us.
Well, we got to ask you about that the call at the end there that Gassman got out there, and just a tremendous play call at that time because you knew Jefferson was going to come full flow at whoever was getting that ball and going in one direction. You went with the pitch back reverse, and I think you guys on the sideline were the closest people to Josh Gassman.
Well, yeah, you know, I think in that situation to be honest, I just, if we didn't get a first down there, you know, I felt like, you know, things may be in jeopardy a little bit. So we tried to, you know, run that play to win the game is the best way to look at it, you know. And I don't know if this is a great, we haven't practiced that play very much. And it's been a staple of our offense. You know, our offense has been really good over the years and the things that we do. And, you know, C.J. McDonald is our offensive line guy, and he was all for that play. And we just decided as a group that it was the right time to do it, and we executed it really well. And Josh made a great play, and it turned out good for us.
Yeah, it really did. And it just caught everybody by surprise. And you know,
that's the point.
That's the point. That's what you got to do in the world of football.
Yeah. Like I said, I just felt like we had to get a first down, and that was a play we felt like we could get a first time. I mean, that wasn't, didn't know if it was going to be a touchdown, you know, but that was a play we felt like we could win the game.
And then, of course, to Jefferson's credit, they came down, they scored a touchdown, had a chance, and you got about 10 receivers out there, and lo and behold, the lineman comes up with the onside kick.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, he's a lineman as of last week.
Okay, former.
Yeah, former special, tight end.
Former tight end. So he's got hands.
Yeah, he's good. Noah Neff is his name, and he's been he's a junior, and we're really excited about him. We've been trying to find, you know, he started out as a tight end, and then we moved him somewhat to a fullback or an H-back, and then, you know, the injuries have led to moving him to the offensive line to tackle. He's an athletic kid, and the thing I appreciate most about that scenario is, you know, that can, we called him in, I called him in the office and said, here's the deal. You know, you're going to switch jerseys and this is what you're going to do. And, you know, he didn't even blink and just said, great, when do I get my new jersey? And I'll get in there and do the best I can to help the team. And we've got a lot of kids like him on the team that feel that way, that they're, you know, we've been talking a lot about rowing the boat. You know, we all got to grab the oar. We all got to row, and whatever's asked of you, especially with the injuries that we've had, you got to step in and do it. So he looked like a lineman out there, but he's an athletic kid, and he's going to have a good future in football.
Yeah, and you had to be happy with the way that that came off there for the onside kick, because I'm sure that was the first one of the year you saw, and you never know what's going to happen the first time you throw out a unit in on the field.
Well, we spend time every Thursday working on that scenario right there. And every Thursday, we take it pretty seriously. You know, the kids get the message that if you are appearing on the field, you know, the game is on the line. If you're appearing on the field, that means they're trying to kick onside. And if we get it, most likely we win. And so they did an excellent job of executing it. But we do put a lot of time into that scenario to make sure that we don't have any mistakes when it comes down to doing it.
Mm-hmm. And I think just in retrospect last night, just a great win for the community. I think a great win for your staff, too. I think you guys, I think just, you know, you needed that last night.
No, we absolutely did. You know, we just absolutely did from a staff standpoint and just as a team standpoint. You know, we've had some tough times and, you know, not that winning is everything, but feel, you know, have felt really bad for the kids the last couple weeks, because I think we've played at times well enough to win and just haven't finished. And, you know, that kind of stuff starts to pile up on them. And our seniors especially have been through a lot. And it was just good to get the win.
So you're going to start to get some of these guys off the MASH list here soon for the defense?
Well, you know, we're hopeful, but, you know, some guys are still going to be banged up, unfortunately. And, you know, I think it's with any athletics, and it's just the toughest part as a coach for me to see a kid go through injury, you know. And even though it's not going to be life-changing, you know, as far as their body, just to put in the work, and especially when they're seniors, and to just have it happen to them, really is a tough situation to be in. And, you know, when you start getting multiple ones, I just know it has an effect on the team. And we're going to talk about that a lot Monday. You know, we have already, that we just got to, everybody's got to rise up. And, but, you know, those kids that have been out, I've just been so impressed with, they're always in our training room. They're always trying to figure out, you know, Jacob McNeil, Alex Stryker, and Baylor Pree, and those guys that have been injured. They're always trying to get in there and get extra time, and trying to get back, and trying to get ready to go out there and go. So, but it is a tough situation for them and for, you know, the coaches. So
yeah, and, hopefully can get back. That's the bottom line. And one more non-district game coming up, a tough one against unbeaten Washington. And you will have the game at home at Linmar Stadium, though. And one more out there on Friday night to get ready for the districts.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, had a chance to look at them a little bit. Obviously, they're a really good football team. And but I'll tell you, it's been a good rivalry, you know, since I've been coaching at Linmar. We've had some really good games with them. And, you know, I know our kids will be excited for it. Our student body will be excited for the chance to play them at home. And we had our shakeout, we call it, this morning. We shake out in our pool this morning. So we were in the water this morning, and after a shakeout, you know, I told our kids what a great opportunity this is, and that's how you got to look at it. You know, it's a great opportunity for a good football team, a highly rated football team, to come into our place. And you know, we're just going to piece together who's ever available and go out there for 48 minutes and give it our best shot.
And that'll be at home before you get into the districts. And the first of your Rand McNally trips of the year as you head to Ottumwa then.
You know, I don't know what the deal is, but this is one of the things the state evidently promised, that there would be no too long road trips.
Well,
but I guess they overlooked ours, I guess, a little bit. So I'm not even sure where one of them is, to be honest with you. Ottumwa, I'm not. I think it's down.
And then Burlington at the end of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think Ottumwa's far away. I think it's down there a long ways away. So we'll get it. You know, we'll get over that part. We'll get them down there and maybe have to take a little break on the bus and get out and stretch out a little bit. But once you get there, you know, it's just football. So, you know, we'll make the best of it. And I don't know, we probably won't be able to shake out at 7 a.m. when we get back, so we'll figure that out too. But you know, it's exciting to think about district play. You know, it doesn't get any easier for us, you know, long road trips, good football teams in there in our district, Kennedy and Prairie and Iowa City West. And, you know, they're all Kennedy won big last night, Prairie won again, and Iowa City West is moving along pretty good. So it'll all really be a challenge for us. And you know, hopefully we get some of our kids back, and you know, hopefully we can build off of this win last night and come out and start piecing some wins together.
Yep. And so next week at home against the Washington Warriors. And sophomores got a nice win last night as well. And
A short game,
but a win's a win.
Yeah, I think our sophomores, they did a nice job. And our sophomore staff, those guys, got some new guys there. They're doing just a great job with the kids, and the kids are really responding. And I, watching on film and watching in person and everything, I really like that class of kids. They're a bunch of hardworking kids. I think they get along great, and the coaches are doing a great job with them. And I know they were disappointed. Saw a lot of disappointed faces last night, because I think they wanted to play in that rain and you know how kids are. I think they wanted to.
They're the only ones that wanted to play in the
That's right. But I think it was obviously the right thing to do, you know, and they just have to accept that part of it. So, they've done a really good job, and there's, I think we have 42 or so of them out, and I'm hoping that we'll all make the transition to the varsity level, and looking forward to those guys moving on up and being with us down the road.
Yeah, good group indeed. Well, Bob, congratulations. Great win for the Lions last night, and best of luck coming up Friday at home against the Warriors.
I appreciate you having me down here today.
All right, we'll take a break, come back, and wrap things up here in the Coach's Corner. So stay with us. More to come right after this here on KGYM.
At CarMax, we stand behind all our cars. Well, not literally. That would be dangerous and impossible. There are over 40,000 of them. No, we stand behind our cars metaphorically. That's why every vehicle comes with a 5-day money-back guarantee. If you're not satisfied, simply bring it back for a full refund. No questions asked. Of course, we may ask how your day is going, or ask if you'd like cream in your coffee, or if you could kindly refrain from talking about the Spelling Bee regional finals, because, you know, we're recording it. CarMax. Drive what's possible.
Did you know the flu shot takes up to 2 weeks to take effect? That's why I'm getting my flu shot now, so I can outsmart the flu before there's an outbreak. At Walgreens, your flu shot even helps give a life-saving vaccine to a child in need through the UN Foundation. Get a shot, give a shot. Doubly smart. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2017, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 22 cents up to $2 million. Learn more at walgreens.com/get a shot. Vaccine restrictions apply.
When I heard the founders of Firehouse Subs were working on under 500 calorie subs, I had to laugh. A lot. Deeply. But when I tasted the Hook and Ladder Light with all that famous Firehouse flavor for just $5.49, with steamed turkey, ham, and Monterey Jack on a light roll with veggies, mustard, and light mayo, I quit laughing. I wasn't too full or filled. I was fulfilled. The Firehouse Subs Hook and Ladder Light. Believe in the hero of all subs.
Hey, Golic, my favorite way to spend time during the summer is playing golf. What's yours?
Well, Greeny, it's obviously grilling out with the family.
I know how you love it, and now you can enjoy the outdoors and have a great-looking deck as well.
Well, tell me a little more about that.
Whether you want to bring out the beauty of new wood or cover up an old deck, Cabot Stain gets the job done well.
All right, I'm sold. By the way, how do you like your steaks?
Cabot's family of deck stains are available at your neighborhood Ace. Cabot, we've got you covered.
QL1, you've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it?
It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient.
Hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason.
Oh, hold on. I wasn't finished. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates, and...
3, 2, 1. Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Sometimes the best seats in the house are above it. In college football, that's the Goodyear blimp. And for more than 60 years, we've seen what it takes to be worthy. It takes toughness, dedication, and perseverance. Because seasons aren't measured by wins and losses, but by heart. Some call it hard work, determination, or grit. We call it blimp worthy. Goodyear, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
9:56, back with you on the Saturday Morning Coach's Corner program here on KGYM. Want to thank our guests, Chris James and Bob Forsythe, for stopping by here today. Coming up later on, as I mentioned, we have Iowa State action for you. 4:30, the Iowa State Cyclone Network with John Walters and Eric Heff. We'll have the pregame show starting off at that time at 1600 a.m. Our local pregame show for Iowa State, Before the Boom, live from the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City, 749 Mormon Truck Boulevard. That will come up at 4:30 until 6 o'clock this evening. And then at 6 o'clock, we will take you to Fort Worth, Texas for TCU and Arkansas on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. After the Iowa State game, back at Coach's Corner for the live post-game show. Your comments and calls are welcome at that time. And then coming up tomorrow, all sorts of NFL action starting at 11 o'clock and 1600 a.m. Cincinnati and the New York Jets. 11:30 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. It'll be Packer football. The Packers taking on the Jacksonville Jaguars coming up tomorrow. Coming up this next week, high school football. Lots of games coming your way. Thursday night, we're on the road to Davenport at Brady Street Stadium as it'll be 2-1 Cedar Rapids Prairie taking on Davenport Central, and that will be on Thursday night for you. That'll be a game on 1600 a.m. coming your way Thursday. Then on Friday, a pair of games coming your way. We'll be back at Kingston Stadium on 1600 a.m. and 107.5 FM for the Kennedy Cougars and the Jefferson Jayhawks coming up from Kingston on a Friday night. And then on the South Gym, 106.3 FM, Alex Kuhn and his crew will be down there for the Battle of the Boot, as it'll be Iowa City High and Iowa City West. West 3-0, City High 2-1 after the upset loss to Ames last night. So that's the way our schedule looks coming up for next week as far as the week four of high school football is concerned. Final week of non-district action in Class 4A. Of course, all the other classes got their district seasons off to a rainy and muddy start for the most part last night. Well, I want to thank my guests for stopping by and hope you enjoyed it. We have Iowa State football the next two Saturdays early, so we'll be back with you in 3 weeks with the Coach's Corner program. Have a great weekend.
QL1, you've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately.